You're listening to The Pulse. I'm Mike and Scott. A new play has premiered in Philadelphia about kidney transplants. It deals with the medical problems, thorny ethical issues, and tumultuous relationship breakdowns that can arise when one person is asked to give a piece of their flesh to another person. Naturally, it's a comedy. Peter Crimmins reports on what's so funny about kidneys.
The play is called Under the Skin, and it's now running at the Arden Theater in Philadelphia.
This story is not about kidneys.
Yeah, it is.
No, it isn't.
It kinda is.
Most of the action takes place in a hospital where an older, bedridden man is trying to convince his estranged daughter to donate one of her kidneys to him. She reminds him how lousy a father he's been, and he reminds her that he used to sing her to sleep as a baby.
What song? You said you sang a song to help me sleep.
Oh, Mack the Knife. Oh, the shark bee has such
teeth. Dear, I know. You sang me a lullaby about a serial killer.
Seemed to work.
One of the things I liked about the notion of this world is that it magnifies family issues that are already there.
That is the playwright, Michael Hollinger. He says the transaction of a body part from one person to another has all kinds of dramatic potential.
Within most families, people have senses of boundaries, like, I'll send you a birthday card, but I'll be damned if I'm going to send you a present. Or, sure, you can come visit me over the weekend, but I'm not going to take off my job. So the things that we say, I'll go this far, but I'm not going to go that far.
So the play is really about rocky family relationships. It's about forgiveness and retribution, the limits of flesh and family, and it's very much about kidneys.
Kidney, for starters, is kind of a funny word. You know, we have kidney beans and kidney-shaped swimming pools. I think there's something about a kidney, the fact that you have two of them, that is interesting, that you can actually share, makes it, in my mind, potentially comical.
Medical procedures can provide plenty of absurdity for comedy material. For example, people who are testing to be a kidney donor have to collect their urine for 24 hours. So on stage, the characters carry around a big orange plastic bucket with them at all times to save their pee.
You want me to get you one?
Sure.
This is Marie Manley. I met her at Lackenau Hospital in Wynwood, where she coordinates kidney transplant screenings.
For these.
Oh, wow.
They do it for 24 hours. And I think when people are conscious that they're collecting, they tend to drink more. You know what I mean? Like it's a test for volume.
If you had to carry around a bright orange 1 gallon jar all day, like a urine beacon, it's no picnic. But for the rest of us, it's pretty funny. The playwright consulted with Manley to get the details right about transplant procedures, and Manley has seen the play twice. And she says the script gets it right, except in one respect. Usually, kidney donations do not involve dramatic family breakdowns. Emotionally, they tend to run pretty smoothly. And she should know because Manley herself is a kidney donor. She did it anonymously, giving her kidney to someone she'd never met.
It was just out of the blue. My husband and I were at church, and there was, we get that church bulletin, and in there is this little blurb from this young woman that said she needed a kidney.
I should say Manley and her husband at the time had just moved into the parish and knew nobody in the congregation.
And I turned to him and I said, I can do this.
Now, Manley said she did give her children the right to reject this idea, but she herself didn't give a second thought to donating her kidney to a stranger. Since that donation 7 years ago, Manley has met the recipient of her kidney. Turns out they live about 2 blocks away from each other, and they've become pretty good friends. They talk on the phone almost every week, and they don't talk about kidneys.
Even when I am with her, I don't think about that. I guess if it was an arm or a leg that you saw, it would be a different story, but, you know, who sees a kidney? I don't see any difference. It's changed me emotionally and spiritually. There's a connection.
That feeling of connection to a larger body of humanity is in the play. Under the Skin suggests that our bodies are not ours alone, but flesh can be shared communally with friends, family, even strangers. It's a poetic leap that the playwright, Michael Hollinger, is not willing to make himself. He once agreed to donate a kidney to his ailing father-in-law, a transaction that doctors ultimately would not allow to happen. So even though he was prepared to give up a kidney, he was not prepared to give it to a stranger.
The notion of me contacting someone at the other side of the country or across the city who I don't know is outside the realm of what I would currently consider. Though I'll tell you that my sense of what is mine and what belongs to others has definitely stretched over the course of writing the play.
Under the Skin runs until March 15th. For The Pulse, I'm Peter Crimmins.